This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you ready to ride the Patriots roller coaster, Keith?
Of course. Of course I am. It has been for weeks. It really has been. I think yesterday is kind of par for the course. There have been great days. There have been bad days. There have been days where both things are true. And that kind of feels like maybe how yesterday went. Very much so. Where if you watched a couple of plays, you're like, this team's going to win the Super Bowl. You watch a couple of plays, you're like, oh, they're not going to hit the over on the win total at all. And the offense might not be able to move the ball at all. So, yes, I am prepared for that. It is entertaining.
Oh,
it can be frustrating. You pull your hair out some of the times, but it's going to be entertaining, I think.
It's an interesting experience this preseason,
yeah, it is.
With the Patriots and with Drake May specifically, who you heard there off the top. It's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll go on the clock on Thursday, or at high noon, rather, looking ahead to Patriots preseason game number 2.
Day
against
game.
The Vikings. Yeah, afternoon game.
I feel like almost every preseason game is at night. Like Thursday, Friday night.
Let me tell you, I don't remember a day game for the Patriots in the preseason, but it lines up with my fantasy auction quite nicely.
Oh, you're liking
little
that.
Little fantasy auction pre-game. Hopefully Trevion Henderson doesn't do anything.
Saturday? Or the auction Saturday or
auction
Friday?
Saturday evening.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, hopefully Trevion Henderson doesn't do too much. I have a feeling he's going to go for a buttload of money.
Yeah.
But that'll be a nice lead up there. So we'll go on the clock at high noon as we do every Thursday. We got Brad Foe talking Red Sox at 11:30. You'll hear Mike Vrabel again live today here on Jones and Keefe. Somewhere in the noontime hour, I think it's going to be closer to 12:45. Kiefer Madness as well. We'll see where that falls based on Vrabel. But a busy,
it's a
busy
local
day.
Madness.
It is. Oh, it's
well.
A local madness.
Local madness. Not to give too much away, but it's a local madness.
Okay, I like that.
Not a Florida story.
So we'll get to your phone calls. 617-779-7937 all day long. Keith, Bragg, we were at a lot of Patriots camp.
Sure were, about 10 of them.
We were at the joint practice against the Commanders. So I do feel a little disconnected from what went on yesterday in Minnesota. But
I went home and put my binocs on anyway, just to feel like I was there. I just like looked into the wilderness.
Looking at Twitter through your binocs.
Looking at my neighbors.
Yeah. Like, hey, don't worry about me, bud.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
They put in a few calls about that, I think.
So, we're disconnected.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're reading all the accounts, boots on the ground. I'm listening to Phil Perry and Curran and all these guys, their little recaps. And I'm curious how you read some of the firsthand accounts from the joint practices yesterday, because it was a very mixed bag.
Yeah, so basically I read it was kind of a boom or bust day for the offense. And it was one of those things where there were some big plays to be had, but there was also 6 sacks. Like, the offensive line had a real tough day. against the Minnesota defense. We had a feeling this could be the case, though. You know, the last time they practiced here in New England, Vrabel ran a lot of the Minnesota stuff at the Patriots offense and was like, what do you guys think of this? And they didn't think much of it because Drake May, you know, didn't have a lot of time to do anything, didn't complete a lot of passes, and it was kind of a mess. But it wasn't all that way. It seemed like for every one or two of those plays, which were bad and need to get cleaned up, there was big plays to Pop Douglas or Mac Hollins, right? So Drake May, I think he himself overall sounded like had a pretty good day, right? The when the offense struggled, it wasn't a bad Drake May decision. It was, oh, the Vikings just did something that confused the Patriots offensive line, or maybe they just got pulled over or whatever, but they gave up way too many sacks. Like, the offensive line, I think, had a bad day. But when they stood upright, the Patriots did make plays.
So I think overall it was actually a good day for the Patriots. And I would consider who it came against as well. It came against a 14-win Minnesota Vikings team that who knows where they're going to be this year. I mentioned this on the show yesterday. I think their over-under is the same as the Pats. I believe they're 8.5, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, is it really?
But it's like heavy, heavy juice on the over. It's like minus 150 or something like that when I glanced at it. Fact check me on that. But I think Vegas is expecting a bit of a course correction for Minnesota. But I think that's a talented team. It's a team with a good defense and a good scheme and a good coordinator. And
yeah, they are 8.5.
They made some plays yesterday. Right. So there's some regression, but still, they're right there with the Patriots. But they should be a playoff team.
So they're eight. This is interesting. Their win total is 8.5. However, to win the Super Bowl, they're 25-1, while the Patriots, 75-1.
Nice.
So the same over-under. Now, there's plus money on the over for the Pats, where it's minus money for the Vikings. But still, I mean, they look like to have similar records based on
Vegas.
Yeah,
and the Vikings are, it's very, very likely, based on the way you read the insights there. Number one, that they're more of a Super Bowl contender than a team like the Pats. But two, they're expected to have a winning record. They should be a good team, is my roundabout point, even if no one expects them to win 14 again, and I don't. So I actually read yesterday as a pretty good practice. Now, it sounds like the offensive line was abysmal.
Yeah.
So that's a problem, but I said yesterday during the show, specifically with Campbell, not the whole O-line, but specifically with Campbell, I'm going to hold out some of my feelings on him until I see it on Saturday in the game.
Oh, that's what you said yesterday. That's fair.
That's him, though. I didn't expect every offensive lineman to struggle. Yeah. Wilson, Bradbury. Like, I didn't say it about all those guys. I said that about him.
And Bradbury knows these guys.
Correct.
This is a Bradbury Bowl.
If anybody should have known what was coming, it was him. So I'll get that out of the way quick and say the offensive line was terrible. That's scary.
Yeah.
You know, there's some stuff coming out on Steph Diggs we're going to get to later on this hour that I don't love. Mm-hmm. So I didn't love everything yesterday.
No.
But we started the week, Keith, on Monday. It's a big week for Drake May. That's how we started. And I think May yesterday, by all accounts, was fine. I think May was actually pretty good. So if my big take going into the week is it's a huge week for May specifically, and May hits big plays, Mac Hollins down the field, Travion Henderson down the field. 70-yard touchdown, by the way. I don't know if you saw the highlights. I don't know in a real game if he's quite getting in there. I don't know if the defense
Mac Hollins also punted the ball after a touchdown. He was pissed.
Yeah, he's like, doesn't hurt the team, just my wallet.
Wow.
I was like, nice.
Damn.
Be a good Patriots Monday guest.
Yeah.
You know.
Your shirts are wild.
If that were in the cards.
Yeah, I would have liked to talk to him.
I would have loved it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it couldn't happen,
maybe
I guess.
Maybe next year. Probably not, though.
Well, will we be here?
Will he be there?
A lot of moving parts. Will any of us be here, Keith?
If you ask Mike McDaniel, we're all one day closer. Mike McDaniel, maybe we can do Kiefer Madness on Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
He's having a tough go of it down in Miami right now.
Had a few sads. So, no. I do think
overall it's a win, though.
I do, too.
From yesterday.
And we're leaving a whole half of it out. So I think May had a really good day.
Yeah.
And I think by all accounts, when he had time to throw, he hit plays. They made plays. The offensive line couldn't protect him. That's bad. But I think May was good. I also think if you read any of the accounts from Doug Kide in the Herald, who I think was watching the Pats defense.
Defense win.
And if you were reading anything out of Minnesota, I think McCarthy had a brutal day.
J.J. McCarthy is who we thought he was.
He threw a pick to Marcus Jones. There was another that was dropped. And I think the Patriots racked up sacks on him as well. So I think the defense had a great day.
Yes.
I think May had a really good day. I'm nervous about Diggs. The O-line was brutal. But overall, I think the first day of joint practices sounded like it went pretty well for the Pats.
And maybe we should highlight the defense more than we do, but I almost put them to the side because I do expect them to be, at worst, at worst, middle of the pack, whereas the Patriots' offense feels like, at best, might be middle of the pack, right? So there's obviously, with the second-year quarterback, with the addition of your first-round pick, your second-round pick, your two third-round picks all being on offense, Steph Diggs being on offense, like, there's a lot more intrigue, but also uncertainty on offense. Defense, I think they're going to be good. They don't even have Christian Gonzalez out there. They don't even have Carlton Davis really out there.
And no Jefferson on the other side for the Vikings.
No Jefferson. Yeah. No, but I mean, I can't love Kevin O'Connell and then be like, ah, no Justin Jefferson, right? Like, they do have Jordan Addison.
That's fair.
J.J. McCarthy, I don't think is good, but I've been wrong about quarterbacks before. He was a 10th overall pick. So I give them credit if they're able to stymie them at all, and it sounds like they did. You know, McCarthy was throwing picks. He had some real bad underthrows. He was getting, quote-unquote, sacked. So I think big win, job well done by the Patriots defense. Feels like even more of a win than it was against Washington, where you were like, Jayden Daniels completed a bunch of short passes. They didn't really get to him too much. It wasn't like a loss for the Patriots, but it was like he did well. J.J. McCarthy did not. So I think that's definitely a positive sign. But then when you flip over to the other side, you're like, it feels like if there were plays to be made, Drake May made those plays.
100%. I think that's so like 1,000% the right way to
say it. However, here we go again, because go back 2 months ago, and if I asked you what's the weakest position group on the Patriots, we would have said O-line, and maybe we would have said wideout. We would have said combined O-line wideout, like going in. I think actually we did tiers, didn't we, before camp? We tiered the position groups. And in the bottom tier was both O-line and wideout. And I feel like as camp has gone on, the wide receiver group has separated from them a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I feel way better about the wideouts than the O-line.
Whether it's Mac Hollins better than I thought, or Kayshon Booty or Pop Douglas, all those guys a little bit better. O-line remains the weakest position group. It was at the draft. It was at OTAs. It is now. You know, with the second preseason game coming up on Saturday, it still remains the worst one. It's just, how much of an issue will it be come the regular season? Because they're not going to turn into world beaters overnight, but are they also going to be the reason why you went 3-and-out because they can't protect Drake May?
Yeah, so look, and I want to get to the specifics on the O-line in a moment, but I think the big picture takeaway so far on the Pats, and I don't love that May had the fumble in the preseason game, and, you know, he needs to take better care of the football, and the O-line struggled in that game. They've struggled in some of these joint practice. Fine. Okay, I acknowledge all those things. But if you do take a step back and you look at, and we still have a preseason game and another joint practice today to go against the Vikings. But if you take a step back, Keith, they won the joint practice against Washington, rather. I think it was advantage Patriots in that one. They won the preseason game. I know Washington sat a lot of guys, but they won the preseason game. Then they go out and I think had the better day with Minnesota yesterday. It wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
But they had the better day.
Duck boats.
I mean, well, I'm not saying duck boats, but I am.
You're not saying duck boats.
I am saying you have them for 10 wins. I have them for 9 wins.
Yeah, no, I haven't budged off that.
There's no reason to be nervous about those predictions. Like, I mean, sitting with what we know today in the most important sessions of the preseason, which is really all we can evaluate.
Yeah.
The most important stuff, I think they've actually acquitted themselves pretty nicely, which just to me confirms that being bullish on them at 10 wins or 9 wins or a playoff season, not duck boats.
No.
But making the playoffs and having a winning season, I think you're kind of seeing that play out in the most important periods we've had so far.
Yeah, but, I mean, again, not to be a negative Nelson, but if the offensive line doesn't at least get to, like, an average level, right? Like, I don't know what the lowest it can be. Like, it's hard to duplicate what Cincinnati did the year they went to the Super Bowl, where they had statistically the worst offensive line in the league, but they still made the Super Bowl because they had a top five quarterback and two of the best receivers in football, right? Because you don't have a top five quarterback, nor do you have two of the top 10 wide receivers in the league or top 15 wide receivers in the league. So the offensive line is going to have to be better, because the way that people might argue against it, because it's funny, a lot of the national writers and predictions are saying that the money is actually on Patriots under. They're saying too many people are taking the over, like you and me. There are too many people are taking the over.
One of ESPN's top three bets, Keith.
Yeah. The famously over in the game against the Raiders, but also the under in wins for the season.
Correct.
But so if the offensive line's really bad, Steph Diggs we're going to get into and what's all circling around with him, you are starting the year at the very least, Gonzalez and Davis aren't 100%. Now, I'm hopeful that I think if I had to predict, they're both play week one, but they're both still dealing with something.
Davis said yesterday he wouldn't say what he's dealing with.
We don't
with.
Even know what it is, which I don't love.
No, me neither. He was asked directly, what's he dealing with? He's like, I'd rather not say. But then he's like, but I will be out there week one. I'm like, how can I possibly even have an opinion? Yeah. I don't even know what you're dealing with for an injury.
No, I know. So there are still some, you know, question marks certainly with this team. But I have no problem having the expectations as high as they are. And I still fall back on the schedule that they have in front of them. You know, if they had a different schedule, then maybe I wouldn't be as out front about them hitting the over on 8.5 wins.
Yeah, but again, in the real competitive periods of this camp, and maybe
they've held up well.
Maybe today they walk off the field to Minnesota and we're like, yikes!
Yeah.
Or maybe after the preseason game on Saturday, we'll feel differently. But given what we know now, I don't think there's any reason to back away from being somewhat bullish on the Pats. They want a joint practice against the Commanders, by most accounts.
Mm-hmm.
They won a joint practice yesterday, even though it wasn't perfect. They won a preseason game in the middle. So I'm not telling you
sky's
those are,
the limit.
I'm not telling you those are the end all be all, but it's really what we can go on right now.
Yeah, it's what's laid out in front of us.
And I think it confirms some of the things that we were feeling about the Patriots. They should be a lot better this year. They should be in the mix in the AFC playoff picture. So agree or disagree, you can jump in, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and text line. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Let's hear quickly from Drake May on the challenges from the Brian Flores defense yesterday. Keefe, I think everything we were bracing for, and Vrabel had them bracing for after a poor practice earlier this week in New England before they went to Minnesota. I think we saw it play out yesterday. Flores kind of emptied the bucket on the Patriots offense. Here's what May said after that experience yesterday.
Yeah, I think the guys at times, you know, up there up front, I think I can help them out and be more demonstrative about where I want to send them and where I want them to go. But you know, really, I think, you know, we blocked it up when, you know, we got it right. And I think there's times where, you know, they're going to get us. You know, that's what he does. He tries to create kind of chaos. And I think it's good for us to see and know. And sometimes at the line, you may not know, hey, is this guy coming? Or they're just bluffing that. So it's good for us to see it. And I think it's great for us to learn from.
Okay.
You know, I'm not a big, clearly not a Belichick coaching tree guy.
Mm-hmm.
Flores I like, though. Flores, and maybe not as a head coach, that kind of went sideways, and maybe he'll get another opportunity. I mean, that went sideways for a number of reasons, and it wasn't all his fault.
We talked about this in the offseason. He should get another opportunity.
He definitely should, and he had a top-five defense last year. If he has another top-five defense this year, he'll get a job. I mean, unless he's, like, sneaky blackballed by the league because everything happened in Miami.
Yeah, I don't think it's that sneaky. But
no,
yeah,
not that. But he's, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's in the league at least. It's not like they were like, you can't hire the guy. Like, Pittsburgh took him, a few years ago. I forget what his role was with Tomlin and the Steelers. But
was he like a linebacker?
Might have been like assistant head coach or whatever they do to have him on the staff. But no, I mean, everybody speaks so highly of his defenses. They're very aggressive. I think you even saw it in New England. Like, the Matt Patricia defenses, there were years that they had a lot of success. But they were also loaded with talent, and then Bill always got a lot of that credit too. But then when they brought in Flores, you're like, oh my God, they're flying around now. Like, it just seems like it was different.
More aggressive
way
defense.
More
yeah.
aggressive.
Yeah.
And so I like Flores a lot as sort of an aside, but what a great team to practice against. You know, it's not just a vanilla, like, here's our cover two, go ahead and go up against cover two the whole practice. Like, you don't know where guys are lined up, where they're coming from. If they're serious, like, you're like, where's, like, I can't even find any safeties because everyone's up on the line or everyone's back or whatever. Like, good to, you're literally throwing the kitchen sink at them in practice, which I think is great.
No, me too. And I also like that Drake May is taking some accountability there for the O-line. He's like, I gotta get them to block it upright. That's on me.
Definitely.
So I think that's a sign of a good leader for all the flack we're giving May about, is he a leader and is Vrabel trying to pull more out of him as a leader and this and that? I think that's an example of leadership. Hey, I was under duress all day long, but I can do a better job of getting him to block it upright. Okay, that aside, and for all the nice things we said about the Patriots yesterday at practice, how concerned are you about the offensive line? Because Campbell gave up a couple of sacks.
On a scale of 1 to 100?
Wilson gave up a couple of sacks. Yeah. Bradbury had a miserable day, apparently. Moses is never out there. I guess on when it was one guy that I didn't read anything too negative about yesterday. Yeah, sure. On a scale of 1 to 100, what's the concern level?
81?
Seven!
No, 7. It's like 81.
97, maybe, yeah.
7 maybe on a scale of 10, but I don't know. I don't recognize scales to 10. So like an 81? No, it is, because right tackle, like, let's see, right? We're all fingers crossed on Morgan Moses, but it's another guy that you're like, all right, who is it going to be? And if he's out there, is he going to play every snap all season long? Probably not. Most guys don't.
That way.
And the backup right tackles all seem to be like a big drop off from there. I would say Onwenu is the one guy that I just sort of say, okay, like fine, right tackle, Onwenu. Friend of the show, Mike Onwenu, is going to join us again this year. Bradbury's at an up and down camp, more of a down camp overall. And he even came in with the, well, he sucks at pass blocking, but he's a veteran. And they had, like, they eyed him as soon as they forced David Andrews into retirement. They're like, oh, we want this guy. So let's see how he goes. And then the rookies, I think you started the show talking about riding the wave of the whole team. I think Wilson and Campbell have also very much been the face of that, where there's been days where you're like, left side of the O-line is set for 10 years. Like, you're good to go. And then there's, oh, they run like a simple stunt on them and, you know, Drake May sack fumbled in the game. So I still am overall thumbs up on Campbell and thumbs up on Wilson. I think Wilson's been more up and down to this point. But after hearing the reports from yesterday, not seeing it, but reading it and hearing everybody, sounds like it was a rough go. And maybe it is a real learning experience. So we'll see how today goes, see how the preseason game goes. But it's their weakest position group. So I don't know how you can't at least be concerned a bit.
No, and look, at least they didn't turn it over yesterday. May and the first team offense anyway didn't turn it over. I forget if Dobbs did. But May and the first team offense did
not. Two pick sixes yesterday, I think I saw.
Dobbs did?
I think so.
Okay. So
this is a little misleading, I would say, because it's not misleading, but let me just paint this. In the preseason game, the exact play that happened to Drake May would have ended with a player touching his shoulder, and he wouldn't have fumbled. He wouldn't have tried to throw it away. It wouldn't have been anything like that.
No, that's a good point.
So they get sacked six times. But are we sure Drake May is not trying to be a hero for any of those six? Does he try to pick up an extra yard and then that leads to a fumble?
In a real game setting.
He really shouldn't fumble in these situations. If he does, like, yikes.
Good point.
Yeah.
But I didn't read anything about turnovers yesterday from May.
Yeah, no picks, right? I don't think any picks.
So I feel okay about that. But, right, if it's full contact taking guys to the ground, is May going to try to be a hero? Fair point on that front. So I don't feel good about the O-line. You brought up Moses. I just double-checked this. Morgan, basically his entire career, his rookie year, he only played in eight games. I don't know if that's because he was a rookie easing into the league or if there was an injury. I didn't do research on that. But after that, 15 to 2022, he didn't miss a game.
Yeah.
Then the last 2 years, he's only played in 14. Now, it's not like he's missed a ton of time.
So he's missed, what, six total games?
But to answer your question, and this is a guy they're already managing in camp, is he going to be out there for every snap at right tackle? No. So if you got to piece it together for two or three with him, who's that going to be?
I know.
Yeah, I am concerned about the O-line. For as many nice things as I said about the Patriots yesterday in Minnesota, first-team offense, let's see how they do today. You'll hear from Vrabel late in the noontime hour, 12:30, 12:45, somewhere in there. For as many nice things as we've said, that has to be a big, big concern for Patriots fans. So you can jump in, your thoughts, everything you've read and heard on joint practices yesterday, the overall trajectory of the Patriots this preseason. I'd say if you were bullish on them, they've checked some boxes against the Commanders and the Vikings as well. Again, 617-779-7937. We got a key for madness for you today, as we do most Thursdays. We'll talk to Rob Bradford coming up a little over an hour from now as we have to get to the Red Sox. They drop another series last night in Houston.
Oh boy.
Manager getting kicked out.
Oof.
More.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For weird circumstances with Cora and the umps, which we'll get to coming up as well. But speaking of concerns for the Patriots, we mentioned the offensive line. Is it time to get a little nervous about Steph Diggs and his timeline for a return to actual game action? We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Lane.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.